This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
We mentioned the story before the break that the track and field team at UMSL has been notified just a couple of weeks ago that their program is being completely suspended. So very short notice to all of them, and there was an effort to get them to try and not do that. So joining us in studio, the captains of both the men's and women's track and field teams at UMSL, Will Kempfe and Ella Tynan, join us in studio. Guys, it's good to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. So tell us, as far as you know, and this has been written about in St. Louis Magazine, Sarah Fenske has written about it. As far as you know, why is this happening? And then tell us about when you were told of it.
From what we were told, it's basically just that the university isn't willing to support us. And it's been a few like things they're claiming, like we don't have a track on campus. And I think the direct quote was a lack of support in a 5-year plan, I think.
Mm-hmm. Because the track and field team is relatively newer,
yes,
compared to like the entire like UMSL campus, right? It's 5 years old.
Yes.
Correct. You guys were established with the idea that the program would grow, all under the understanding we're starting the track and field program, we're going to grow it and make it.
And you're going to have facilities built for you, right? Was that the guarantee?
Not really. We okay. all knew what we were getting into by signing up for a program without those facilities. So it's just unfortunate that they've decided now that that's the deal breaker.
Yeah, and just to clarify too, this was several years ago with Sam Page in St. Louis County that they wanted to build an indoor track in North County.
Yes.
And that would serve as the UMSL, at least part of the UMSL's resources for the track and field team. And while the establishment of the track and field team at UMSL would have looked forward to that facility, it was not, your existence was not contingent on the existence of that facility, which is now not being built.
Correct.
Correct, yeah.
So tell us how you were notified by it and what your thoughts were when you did find out.
Yeah, so we had a meeting. It was directly, it was the day after indoor conference happened that we got messages from the coaches saying that we were having this meeting with, we didn't exactly know what the meeting was over, but they basically called us in and sat us all down. The athletic director came in and pretty much started talking and straight up just kind of told us, didn't really beat around the bush much, and told us that they've decided to pull the funding from the program and that as of 2026, the program would be non-existent anymore.
But there will be a cross-country team. They're keeping that side of things?
Yes.
So, yeah, and that is a big part of the confusion, I think, that comes along with this cut is, you know, the university made this big claim that this only affects 8 athletes because there's only 8 athletes that are track and field-only athletes. But at the same time, this has such a great impact on that cross-country team and the ability for it to succeed in the future as well. I believe, like, me and Ella have looked at some of the stuff and seen that I believe 70% of the team, both cross-country and track, is now in the transfer portal with the possibility of going to another university due to this track and field cut.
Because it is such a big deal for a lot of cross-country runners to also participate in track and field in the spring. Cross countries in the fall, you use track and field in the spring to get ready to stay fit and to compete.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, track and field is, you know, one of the two pedestals of our sport. You know, it'd be like if you're trying to play another sport and you take an entire half of their sport away, mm-hmm. it takes the interest from a lot of the athletes to continue competing in that sport.
So Ella, you were saying that you found out about this and then you're in education, right?
Yes.
That's your major. And then you had to immediately go teach a class
yes.
to kids.
I was in that class. And so I got a text message from our coach. And it was me and two other people who weren't at the meeting. I got this text. I found out. It was, like, devastating. I think I started, like, sobbing in class. And then I had to, like, pull it together and go teach some kids math, like, 5 minutes later.
How did that go?
Shockingly well. I think I was in shock. And I was like, I gotta do this. When I get out of here, I can, like, deal with this on my own. But I have to get through this.
I know one of the issues, too, like you said, that came as a shock. And it's personal, right? It hurts, especially since you guys were part of a burgeoning program, you know, a program that you're building that's supposed to be part of UMSL. You pointed out some of the other sports may be coming. Some of the athletes are from other states, other countries, and that's all great. But the track and field program was a lot of local, or is a lot of local students.
I think it's like 95% of our team is on in-state tuition. So it's almost all of us.
Yeah. We have, I know for a fact that over half the team is like St. Louis locals. And, you know, it's more than any other program that UMSL has. And, you know, it does kind of feel like, almost dishonest from the university when they make these big claims that like their biggest impact is felt right here in the St. Louis area, just for them to turn around and cut the program that has the most people from the St. Louis area right here.
Did the university bring up anything about that track and field facility in North St. Louis County? Again, just to remind listeners, at one point, $40 million was earmarked for that project. It was, I think, all part of like the convention center money and how they were going to use it. And County Executive Sam Page said now that the county can't afford to make good on that promise. In my head, I was like, thinking of Scott Stotts from The Office, like he promised to build this facility, he's not going to do it. I know it's not funny, but I just keep thinking of Scott Stotts. Did the university bring up the facility at all?
No. Ever since like they found out that couldn't happen, they really haven't talked about it much. At least I haven't heard anything about it.
No, as far as I've known, I mean, they've pretty much told us that I believe there's been two different times now. There was a time, I think, back in the 60s and a time more recent where the university had plans to build track and field facilities. Mm-hmm. And neither time were they able to make good on that. And then as far as they've kind of told us from here on out is that the university and the people who have the ability to fund things through the university, it's not that they necessarily don't have the money. It's that they have no interest in putting the money toward building track and field facilities and continuing to support the program.
So I know that tomorrow, and we'll get into this in a moment, but there is a march and a protest on
yes.
campus that is planned in support of this. But what sort of support have you gotten from either fellow students or anybody else in the community? Have you gotten anything like that?
I've gotten at least like so many people just reaching out and asking what they can do to help mm-hmm. or like what our next steps are, just so they can know and hopefully they can be of help. It's been honestly really unfortunate, but it's been really nice to have all these people reach out like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have had some bigger places who we've been in contact with who have voiced their support for us as well. I know like a local store, Running Niche, the co-owner, Mr. Dyer there has been very supportive of us, making some social media posts and stating that he is very supportive of us pushing for the program to be reinstated, as well as Big River, Fleet Feet, and STL Run Club mm-hmm. have all also voiced their support for us.
And you guys now, are you part of the civil rights complaint?
Not directly as okay. Individuals, no. The person who submitted the civil rights complaint was an individual who was on the team and was submitting that complaint on behalf of the entire team.
And saying that UMSL is violating Title IX obligations by cutting the track
Correct.
And field team. In what way would they be? Because they're cutting men's and women's. That's what listeners are mm-hmm. thinking first. Well, like, how is it Title IX? How would it be a violation?
There was, I think, a little bit of issue with some different numbers that we can't really go into, but
yeah.
also we are the largest women's team by participants. So then that UMSL is already out of line in Title IX, and that really does change the numbers. I think by participants, there is 30 women, around 30 women. So then that changes that.
45 total, right?
On the roster?
Yeah.
I believe, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So again, the protest and the march is tomorrow at 5:30. What can you tell people about it?
Yeah. So, I mean, tomorrow, 5:30, it's going to be in the UMSL quad, right in on the patio of the Millennium Student Center, which is kind of that like main hub of the UMSL campus. We are going to have some signs, some T-shirts, and we're going to be organizing a march to kind of walk through campus around that time. The hope is that around that time is going to be kind of the area where a lot of the athletic staff and general UMSL staff will kind of be coming out and being able to see as they kind of head out from work and everything like that, that they'll be able to see the march happening, hopefully be encouraged to do something about the situation that's occurring. And then as we kind of get toward the end of the march, we're going to finish it at the athletic center, Twain, where me, Ella, and several other athletes are going to have some speeches talking about our experience as well as kind of the reasons that we feel this decision has been wrong and why that is.
Is there anything that if people are listening, how can they support you?
Yeah.
If you can come to the march, send emails to, I think the list right now is like our athletic director.
Correct. Holly
and
Shelley.
Our chancellor.
Jessica Chandler, yeah.
And our assistant athletic director.
Yes.
Just show your support in any way you can. I don't think the university realized the amount of backlash they would receive from cutting our program since it was a smaller program. And we're just kind of trying to prove that they were wrong about cutting us.
Yeah.
And what time does that march start again?
5:30 p.m.
5:30 p.m. And so, again, for students, but also just people who want to show support
yes.
of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, on the grounds of supporting as well, a lot of this information can all be found on Instagram and Facebook at Save UMSL Track. We have links where you can send emails to the athletic director as well as state and local officials in support to the UMSL track and field teams, as well as a lot of the different statistics showing really the numbers and the proof as to why this decision is a wrongdoing to the athletes and the community as a whole.
So that's Save UMSL Track on Instagram?
And Facebook.
And Facebook. Will Kempfe, Ella Tynan, we wish you the best of luck and hopefully everything goes well there. Let us know what more you need from us and good luck at the protest and the march tomorrow. Perfect. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
We have the captains of both the men's and women's track team at UMSL, Will Kempfe and Ella Tynan with us.